Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting third. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vern Rule. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Horton moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garr. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. Staub goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brohmer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brohmer. LaFleur moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. LaFleur scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer strikes out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brohmer throws towards third. Orta fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Orta. Frien goes all the way around to score. Verizer moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Varney and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Varney and he is safe. LaFleur steals third. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Thompson moves to third. Freehan moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Jack Kochek now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-0, Tigers. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutherland hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Varney and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Staub hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-1 in the game. Varney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rule covering, for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frien hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rule covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 3 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Varney and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-0, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to third. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie now playing right field. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 2 in the game. Varney hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Garr strikes out. Frien drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Garr out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Francisco Barrios now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sutherland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Tigers. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.